Hello, Tiago.
Hi, is Amy?
Yeah, I can hear you. My name's Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. Happy Thursday. We are almost there, right?
Almost there. Right.
And I think you're – did Arizona move to Mountain Standard Time? Or no, California moved, right?
Yeah, Arizona. We're the only place that stayed the same.
Yeah. Everybody else moved.
Mm-hmm. We stayed the same, so.
I wish we all stayed the same. I think it's just, silly, you know, having all this extra stuff for no reason. I'm telling you, man. Anyways, so tell me about Atlas Adjusting LLC.
So we are licensed through property insurance. Mm-hmm. So we're public adjusters. So there's about 300,000 claims that get filed a year. Mm-hmm. That's just in America. And 100% of the time, those claims are going to have representation from the insurance company. Only about 5% of the time will the policyholder have representation on their own, like a professional representation.
Mm-hmm,
so once we learned that, we learned that there was a route that we could take
them
legally
to
provide equal representation, that's when we started Atlas Adjusting.
Wow.
And right now we're focusing mainly on shingle roofing claims.
Because
that's where we could provide the most value.
Right.
So a lot of times, you know, especially in Arizona, there's monsoons every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year,
mm-hmm.
you know, the market kind of gets a big reset. When a monsoon
mm-hmm.
comes, it destroys a lot of those homes, especially the shingle roofs. And when they file the claim, they reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're there when the insurance adjuster is there. If they're saying they're not paying for the roof for whatever reason, they have to prove to us why not. You know, so we always have, you know, the homeowner's best interest in mind.
Of course. You're there representing them because you're getting it for, you're charging a fee as well, right, to the homeowner to protect them and their investment with their home, correct?
Yeah. So the way we get paid is actually one of the best ways. It's just through a success fee. So if we are successful, that's where we get paid. If we're not successful in winning that claim, then the homeowner doesn't pay anything.
Wow.
And the fee is coming from the claim amount. So the homeowner again still doesn't.
Yeah, they're not paying out of pocket for that because you're only getting paid if you're successful. So that's great. Wow. You've really cornered the market here, man. I love that. You're a hustler. I love that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff right there. Have you guys, I see the website. It looks pretty good. Have you ever considered putting the company on the first page of Google before?
We've thought about it, but we just haven't had, you know, much time to really focus on that right now. We're, you know, we have a sales team that goes door to door and then with some back end, some account managers and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this might be the perfect timing for it then, right? Especially before the end of the year, get everything locked in price-wise. Plus, the cool thing about it is that when the prices all go up next year, like they always do with inflation, you'll be grandfathered in at the lowered rate because you got it in at the end of the year.
Okay.
Now,
I have done this, I will say, about like 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
With a different company. I forgot the name of them right now. But I remember they came in, they did like a 360 image of the other business that I used to own at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they promoted us. I think they made a Google page and they
mm-hmm.
had us on the local section.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, after a while, you know, we didn't really hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it was from our end too, you know, we just momentum kind of died out.
Right.
But I remember it being pretty expensive. So, you know.
No, what do you consider pretty expensive?
I think that one was like $2.99 a month, something along those lines.
Yeah. Even at $2.99 a month, that's about $10 a day. But right now we have a pretty good special going on and it's got more benefits. So back 5, 6, 7 years ago, it was different. They didn't even have the Facebook ads that they have now or the Google ads, Google Guarantee. They didn't have it as prominent and as affordable as they are now. So each package, the base package is lowered down to the $249 month to month with no contract. But it includes not just the first page placement there on Google, which is obviously going to be huge, but it also includes review generation and reputation management. It includes all of the Facebook ads and social media marketing as well. Automatic retargeting with the social media marketing between both Google and Facebook. So this is going to show you a stronger conversion because you're getting automatic retargeting, you know?
Yeah, I understand. But how do you guys set the budgets on the Facebook ads?
Facebook ads, $100 of that $249 is going directly to the Facebook ads every single month. Now, as a premier partner to Google, Local Splash gets all of their Facebook ads in bulk. So we pay between 5 and 50 cents per click on the Facebook ads, and we pass that savings down directly to our clients. So let's say that every click was the max at 50 cents per click for your $100 investment. You're getting a minimum of 200 acquisitions just for that. It's pretty unrealistic that every single keyword is going to be the same cost, but I always go with the highest end. That way, when there's more return on investment, you're pleasantly surprised. It's just safer to go with the higher, you know?
Okay. All right. And you said that's a $249?
Correct. It's $249 to get started. It's $249 each month after that. Now, specifically, what we're going to do is we're going to build out that Google Business profile, and we're going to go ahead and attach the website. We will provide it with keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. We will go ahead and include weekly posts directly on your Google Business profile, Google Mobile Click to Call, Google Mobile Click to Text, so your clients are able to connect with you on every platform, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results. Additionally, we build out all the business profiles and create a strong online presence through Yelp, Apple, Bing, Google. Of course, additionally, Facebook, we can attach the Instagram. It's a full digital marketing campaign that's designed to drive all the traffic back to you, your website, your phone number. Now, one of the things you mentioned was that after a little while, it kind of fizzled out the last time, right?
Yeah.
And you did mention, you know, that it might have been partially on your end because you weren't keeping up on it as much. However, the thing about this is that we include a downloadable app with the package. So you're able to track the results of the entire package. There's no fizzling out here because you have full access to go in and make change or adjustment yourself. But most importantly, you're able to track the physical phone calls, the clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving. Literally, the entire package is 100% trackable, and you have full access to make change or adjustment yourself if you choose to.
Okay, so let's say like 4, 5, 6 months goes by, and then we decide we don't want to continue with the work. Does the Google page go off or
no? In fact, as soon as we get the Google page up and running, we take the login credentials and we log you in as the owner. We actually make a specific phone call for that purpose to log you in as the owner of the Google Business profile, and we are simply managers. Because this is what a lot of SEO companies don't do, is they don't give the actual owner of the company ownership access, and what that does is that can create a huge problem. Like, so say you do quit, right? Say you decide, you know, I've had enough business, or whatever the reason is that you choose to leave Local Splash. That Google Business profile belongs to the business. It doesn't belong to us just because we created it. And we're a Google Premier Partner, so we're held to different standards than these other SEO companies. The same thing goes if you have us build the Facebook business page out, we log you in as the admin on it. We're simply managers. We're not owners of any of the things because it belongs directly to you. So if you were to leave for any reason, all of the profiles are yours to keep because they go with the business.
So I'm liking everything that I'm hearing. And I think this is definitely something that we need to pull the trigger on. But I'm not in your office right now. Do you mind sending me an email and then scheduling something like on Monday?
Yeah, I could definitely go ahead and send you the email. I'm not going to be able to schedule on Monday though. This pricing for the holiday special, it closes this week. So, if I'm not
okay,
able
we're about
to.
We're about tomorrow.
Let me see what time are you thinking tomorrow?
10 a.m.
Okay. Let me check the calendar. So 10 a.m. So that's 9 my time. Friday. Okay. All right. What is your email address?
So it's Tiago, spelled T-I-A-G-O, at atlasclaims.co.
Claims.co. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now, I'm going ahead and sending you an invitation via email on the Google Calendar. Additionally, I'm going to go ahead and send over all the details in writing, and that's going to come from A. Nelson at localsplash.com. It's coming over to you right now.
And if you send me, like, you know, where I put my credit card information and, you know, what the pricing is going to be going forward and all that, I might be able to do it tonight.
Okay. All right. So if I can do that for you, what it's going to be is I can send you an email with the login credential, and you're just going to, it'll be my.localsplash.com. I'll send all this to you too, but just to give you an idea of how it's going to work, I'm going to send you the login credential, and at first it might pop up and say, oops, you're not signed up or reactivate. Just click out of that screen and then you'll be able to go into the payment information. Okay.
Okay, let me see here.
So what is your last name?
So last name is D-O space P-R-A-D-O. So Du Prado.
Okay. Email is the Tiago at, right?
Yeah,
AtlasClaims.com.
Claims.co.
Let me make sure I didn't mess anything else up when I sent you that. Oh, good. I did it right. Okay. Nothing worse than being embarrassed by doing it incorrectly.
We have them a single time with the code.
Seriously. Like, okay. So what is the business address?
So right now it's the PO Box 13352, and that is in Scottsdale, Arizona, zip code 85260.
So Google's not going to allow us to verify with a PO box. If you have a home office, we can keep it hidden on Google so it won't show. We'll completely protect your information, but we have to have a physical address.
Okay. So when I went to the PO box, they said I can also get a physical address. So they gave me the address as well.
Oh, cool. Okay. Give me that.
But then with the Google, don't I got to make a video? So am I going to do a video in the PO box?
We're going to walk you through how to do that video. We give you exact criteria on how to do that. So if it's an address,
even though it's a post office PO box, like I'm going to read it to the post office.
Okay, so if it's still a post office PO box, then we're going to need the home address then to do it. If that's the case. And most of the time when you have the license and insurance like you already have in place, you don't always have to do that video verification because they see, oh, it's coming from Local Splash that we're submitting on your behalf, and they go ahead and push it through as opposed to you having to do it on your own. But what is the address?
15095 North Thompson East Parkway.
Got it.
That is unit. Yep. And then
85260.
Yes,
right. Okay. I've got that. So let me go ahead and go into your client dashboard.
Now, do you want to put unit 3043 in case am I going to get mail or something?
Well, let me see here. Unit 43. Okay.
No, 3043.
3043. Your phone every so often sounds like you're underwater. So I apologize if I missed something. It's okay.
All right. I'm using my headphones.
Okay. I'm like, I'm trying, I promise. Okay. Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah,
that's vibrating my ear too.
Yeah, that's totally great. So what's gonna happen is you'll be able to go in. I'll give you an email with exact instructions, and you can go in and input your own information. You'll be able to go ahead and take care of that. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds good. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I think you're really going to love it. And then once we get, the payment goes through, once you put the payment information in, then I'll be able to go ahead and process it. And once it's processed, then I will call you to go ahead and go over your client interview and the rest of the details that I need to go ahead and get that all set up and moving forward. So if I come in tomorrow morning and you haven't, logged in to do the stuff, it's no worry. I'll call you at 10, okay?
Sounds good, Amy. Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much.
All right.
I appreciate the phone call.
You're so welcome. I'll talk with you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, my God. Dude, would this guy please stop calling me? Okay. 2, 3. Okay, I put the afternoon is better for him.
You have been kicked from this conference.